in the 68th degree of latitude, in the great province of Nordland, and in the dreary district of Lofoden. The mountain upon whose top we sit is Helsegen, the cloudy. Now raise yourself up a little higher. Hold on to the grass if you feel giddy. So, and look out beyond the belt of vapor beneath us into the sea. I looked dizzily and beheld a wide expanse of ocean, whose waters wore so inky a hue as to bring at once to my mind the Nubian geographer's account of the Mare Tenebrarum. A panorama more deplorably desolate no human imagination can conceive. To the right and left, as far as the eye could reach, there lay outstretched, like ramparts of the world, lines of horridly black and beetling cliff, whose character of gloom was but the more forcibly illustrated by the surf which reared high up against its white and ghastly crest, howling and shrieking forever. Just opposite the promontory upon whose apex we were placed, and at a distance of some 5 or 6 miles out at sea, there was visible a small, bleak-looking island, or more properly, its position was discernible through the wilderness of surge in which it was enveloped. About 2 miles nearer the land arose another of smaller size, hideously craggy and barren,